This is JIS News. Coming up, July 31 deadline for national minimum wage submissions, tourism ministry to host Christmas in July, and Pika to offer suite of services at Independence Village. The news in detail after this message.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
Now the news. The Ministry of Labour is reminding the public that the deadline for written submissions regarding the review of the national minimum wage and the minimum wage for industrial security guards is Friday, July 31. Proposals and suggestions are being sought by the Minimum Wage Advisory Commission on whether the wage rates should be increased and the appropriate level of increase. Persons submitting recommendations may be asked to appear before the commission in support of their written correspondence. The national minimum wage was last increased in January 2014, moving from $5,000 to $5,600 for a 40-hour work week. The minimum wage for industrial security guards was also increased by 12%, moving from $7,320.40 to $8,198.80 per 40-hour work week. Over 80 local suppliers of authentic Jamaican gift items will display their products and services at the Christmas in July Expo to be held at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston on Friday, July 24. Products and services include souvenirs, processed foods, aromatherapy spa, fine art, desktop solutions, natural fibers, and decor. Head of the Tourism Linkages Hub, Caroline McDonald Riley, says the event will bring together local gift item producers and prospective buyers from the corporate world. The exposition will also provide local producers with the opportunity to access a wide array of markets.
Because we're talking about the tourism industry, meaning all of our tourism properties and attractions, all the embassies and missions, all the ministries, the corporate persons, the persons are responsible for corporate buying. We're speaking to all the agencies, so it's very expansive.
Mrs. McDonald Riley was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Christmas in July is an initiative of the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment in partnership with the Jamaica Business Development Corporation. Meanwhile, the Tourism Ministry is partnering with the Jamaica Manufacturers Association to supply the growing demand for uniforms within the tourism sector. Head of the Tourism Linkages Hub, Caroline McDonald Riley, says more local uniform manufacturers are needed to fill the supply gap.
Every single one of our hoteliers use uniforms, and there is no one, two, three, or four entities that exist that can supply the amount of uniforms that we want.
She was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The partnership is aimed at increasing the number of Hartrus NTA textile graduates and other seamstresses available to work within the sector. And the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, will be offering a suite of services during the Independence Village Hub of Activities from August 1 to 5 at the Rani Williams Entertainment Center in Kingston. Communications Officer at PICA, Angela Hamilton, says patrons will be able to apply for passports on location.
We will be offering next day, 7-day, and 3-day passport service, but we will not be offering any same-day service. If persons want to have same-day service, they have to go to our head office on Constant Spring Road.
Citizenship and immigration services will also be offered. Citizenship services include descent and non-descent, while immigration services include unconditional landing and extension of stay. Following the application process, applicants are advised to pick up their documents at PICA's head office on Constant Spring Road. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.